What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Until the Gold Club opens.
Make it rain.
Vinny and Haney.
Better grab an umbrella.
1057 The Fan.
Well, it's a point of emphasis always, and it's a point of emphasis right now big time because, you know, for our offense, this defense takes the ball away a lot. We're going to try to take the ball away from them as much as we can and try to get them as uncomfortable as we can, of course. Well, I think he runs great routes, you know, and it's tight area. Things happen fast in the red zone, and a good route runner is a big deal. I mean, people assume it's just size and, you know, 50-50 and go get a ball type thing, but I think route running, you know, that value of route running in the red zone really goes up. He's a fiery personality. We saw that his rookie year. I remember he came over on the sideline and him and Suggs or something, I don't know what happened. He got hit on the sideline or something. He came up swinging, man, and I respected that, you know.
His uniqueness of just making things happen when plays break down, strong arm, can make any throw on the field.
Lamar Jackson talking about Josh Allen. Mutual respect between the two. And we'll hear from Josh Allen, Sean McDermott, and everyone from the Buffalo side over the next couple of days ahead of the playoff game coming up Sunday at 6:30. Ravens still 1-point favorites against a team that's, you know, undefeated at home. Crazy. Zany things. But drafted in the same class, probably the two most scrutinized picks of the first rounders, quarterbacks.
Yep.
And yet here they are, the two most by far successful. With all due respect to Baker Mayfield, who's reinvented himself in Tampa, and Sam Darnold, who had a breakout year in Minnesota to the last couple of games. Lamar is about to win his third MVP, we think. Josh Allen's been an all-pro, and he's been paid, and here he is in the playoffs for the sixth consecutive year. Divisional round for the sixth consecutive year. These two dudes are kind of tied to the hip and very similar in style of play. Now, Josh Allen, he's 240, 250?
Yeah.
He's a big dude, but he runs well. Maybe next to Lamar, the second best running quarterback. I mean, Jaden Daniels can get it done. Others certainly are capable of improvising and adapting. But Josh Allen rushed for 12 touchdowns this year.
Yeah.
So he can get it done with his legs. They can both throw accurately and successfully. So they understand. What do they say? Great understands great. And Lamar knows that Josh Allen's a stud. They met once in the playoffs 4 years ago. Josh Allen got the better of that one, but that doesn't mean anything starting at 6:30 Sunday in Buffalo, the most anticipated game of the divisional round, and rightfully so, and other games are going to be very important and fun to watch. We're not denying that, but this one's kind of the heavyweight tilt of the divisional round of the NFL playoffs.
Yeah, this is the one that all the media is talking about, and that's why Bobby was put Sunday night at 6:30, because it's the main event. And, yeah, it's the two best players in the league that are this year. Two best players in the league this year playing against each other. And couldn't ask for anything. I mean, we said last week the ratings were down. I'm guaranteeing it for Sunday night the ratings are going to be jacked up.
Yeah.
This is an anticipated game that people want to see. And there's a lot of hype. And, you know, like when you watch the national shows now, there's so few games, Bob. I mean, all they do is talk about Bills Ravens. I mean, you hear every key about every, you know, the talk and who's going to win and who's this, that, all about Bills Ravens. And to me, it's kind of cool to watch that because it's focused on the game that we're interested in.
Yeah, and it's two guys very similar in play style, but very similar in goals.
Yes.
And very similar in compete level. And you heard John Harbaugh say that. Josh Allen, he gets up, he trash talks. He'll ready to throw punches, and he can do some things that motivates his team. He's respected by his teammates, just like Lamar is. I mean, defensive guys go to war for Josh Allen, just like defensive guys go to war for Lamar. So they're very, very similar in how they're respected within the league, how they're respected within their team. And, well, I don't know how Buffalo fans think of Josh Allen because we know that Lamar gets a lot of, I don't trust him. No. I don't know. Nolan, I know you listen to a lot of Buffalo sports talk. Can you imagine, and we'll talk to Buffalo reporters tomorrow, do they call Buffalo? And I don't know the answer. I'm asking. And maybe you can improvise and adapt yourself. I don't trust Josh Allen in a big game like we get here, which is incredible, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's always going to be some subsect that we've been talking about it all week. There's always going to be some naysayers out there. Not going to be 100% in agreeance, but I don't think that's a reflection of how the entire overall fan base would feel, whether it's Buffalo or here. Over here, I mean, some of it is attached to reality. Up until this past week, there hasn't been much good in the postseason for Lamar Jackson. And it wasn't just one or two games. It was growing into a larger sample size. So I'll speak for us here because we're a little more knowledgeable than Buffalo. But
that's right. Like Jerry Coleman.
He didn't reacclimate with Jerry this week, the Buffalo fan base. But hopefully no, I don't know.
Yeah, but I guess, like you said, it's probably a loud minority in Buffalo going, well, he sucks. He'll turn the ball over. He'll do something stupid to cost us the game, which for the most part this season, Josh Allen, last year he did it all the time.
Yeah, he turned it over a bunch.
Yeah, but this year he has really kind of calmed down. One of the main reasons, I guess, Vinny and Norman and everybody listening, that they're, what, plus 24 in turnover differential because they don't turn the ball over.
And the other reason, Bob, I think, is expectations were extremely low for them. They were picked third in their division
this year. A lot of people, yep.
So, and Josh Allen has, like you said, he's cut out the turnovers and stuff, and he's taken it upon himself. He's kind of done what Mahomes did, you know, when Tyreek Hill left. It's like, oh, they got no receivers. Then all of a sudden, you know, they still win the Super Bowl. And I think that's kind of what Josh Allen is doing. Now, Bob, I remember when he came out, because I remember talking to Mel Kiper. I said, Mel, because Mel loved him. And I said, Mel, what about that Iowa game? You know, he threw like three. He was horrible in that game.
Allen went to Wyoming.
Yes.
For those who might not be initiated to his back.
Yeah, there. And the Iowa game, he was horrible. But Mel said, listen, he lost all his receiver and his old lineman. The year before, he was outstanding. Okay. And you know what? Mel was right. So, Josh Allen, he has gotten better every year. Kind of like Lamar. You know, I mean, we go back to Lamar, you know, and he won the Heisman at Louisville. But a lot of it was running and doing those types of things. And Lamar's improved tremendously each year.
I think we'll all agree. And we don't want to speak for the audience. And Vinny, you've mentioned it. And Nolan, you agree that Josh Allen's a stud.
Yes.
I mean, this guy could play. And if you're trying to say that he can't, then, you know, I guess you just either hate him or you're not really paying attention to what he's accomplished this season, which has led to why he's one of the leading MVP candidates. Because he's not necessarily a one-man gang. But he kind of is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Their offense rolls through him. And you know, look, the Shakur and the tight ends, we've talked about it. We'll talk about it many times. Cook, they got weapons. It's not like he's just like four slappies out there. Let's go win some games. He's got people that can help the cause who are a pretty strong quality there.
Yeah. I'll say this about him. When the games are tight, even like that game last week against Denver, they were down 7-0 off the get-go and everything. All of a sudden, ball's in his hand. He's running it a lot more. That's why I think, Bob, he's going to run it a lot this game. I think it's going to be some designated run calls, which Kyle Hamilton will be responsible for.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is Total Request Thursday. Pick a song. We'll play it. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, 410-583-1057 is the number. Your predictions for the game, your concerns. Baltimore against Buffalo. The Bills, home dogs, even though they're undefeated at home. We heard John Harbaugh, too, talking about the importance of protecting the football because Buffalo leads the NFL in turnover differential, plus 24. And the Ravens, to their credit, they calm things down, and they're plus 6, which is nothing to be ashamed of. But Buffalo, by far, the number one team in that category.
No doubt about it, Bob. And the thing about it, too, is that when Buffalo played the Ravens here, Henry did fumble it twice. Down once, you know, like on the 2 yard line, and they called it down, and he had recovered. And then the other one, Ricard, recovered in the end zone for a touchdown. So yeah, you got to protect the ball. And when it is this cold, when it's going to be 0 degrees or whatever it's going to be Sunday night, that ball gets hard and the ball gets slick. So it can come out a lot easier than if it's hot and you're sweaty and stuff and sticky.
Ravens did make a move yesterday outside of the playoff matchup with the Bills. They reclaimed Deontay Johnson off waivers released by Houston. And I was at the Verizon store in Glen Burnie last night doing an appearance with Jamal Lewis. That's right. Ravens stud, Super Bowl champ, 2,000-yard rusher. And Kyle Goon from the Baltimore Banner was there.
Okay.
And he goes, did you hear about Deontay Johnson being, you know, coming back to Baltimore? And I thought he was joking at first. I'm like, yeah, right, whatever. He goes, seriously, they brought him back. And at first, I'm like, why? He goes, because if he signs with another team as a free agent, they get a compensatory pick. It's not going to be a first or third round pick because that's how it rolls. But to even get something out of Deontay Johnson, I think, is Eric DaCosta looking at bigger picture stuff. He's not even eligible to be on the roster until after the Super Bowl. But yeah, still, once he hits free agency, and given what's happened to him this year, I don't know if he'd be an attractive target for teams. But if someone signs Deontay Johnson, the Ravens could get a compensatory pick for him. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, Bob, you know what? I'm not going to argue with Eric because he's done a hell of a job. But me personally, and the odds on him, Bob, signing before, you know, early in free agency or whatever, zero. So by the time all that stuff is done, you know, I think it might be too late. Plus, you got 11 draft picks. You got 11 draft picks. And if you, a seventh round pick is not going to make your team. The only thing that if seventh round pick you can use it for is an undrafted free agent, probably, you know, if there's a real good one, an undrafted free agent doesn't want to come to your team because you're a good team. You want to go somewhere where you got a chance. And this way you can use that pick, you know, on that type of player. The first thing that I, when I saw it, I said, ah, that's got to be fake news. That's the first thing that I thought.
Yeah, I'll
fake news. Yeah, me too. Because it's just perception-wise, the same thing that you and I are like, what the? This guy quit on us, and we're picking him up. I don't know. To me, it just kind of sounds like it sends a bad message.
Well, he'll never set foot.
He will never.
At Owings Mills.
It's just paper.
But if they can get something out of Deontay Johnson,
I got no problem with Eric.
Then that's a thumbs up there. But this is a guy who has been released by two teams who are still playing football. And we're in the middle part of January.
And the team that released him first, Bob, he was their leading receiver.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Your predictions for the game. Buffalo, they're getting points. Should they feel disrespected? We can get into all of that and more. Terps tonight taking on Northwestern there in Evanston. The Wizard, Walt Williams, will preview that coming up at 12:30. Maryland coming up that 2-0 stretch against UCLA, Minnesota at home. Now can they win? Go to Northwestern, get that W, and then come back home feeling good about yourselves. Hey, the two number one seeds are back, and they're taking a second page news cycle to this game here.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster, and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And rightfully so. And I said it yesterday, Nolan, I apologize if it doesn't come to fruition, and all Ravens fans do. Winner of this game, to me, is winning the Super Bowl. I think the Super Bowl winner is playing Sunday in Buffalo. They'll go through Kansas City, and if Houston wins, they'll get trounced in either Baltimore or Buffalo. And the NFC champ, have fun in New Orleans drinking Mai Tais and partying and doing what you got to do. But I think the Super Bowl champion is playing in Buffalo Sunday. Winner will be that.
And I would say this, Bob, that if Buffalo could choose a team not to play where they're playing them right now, be Baltimore, just because they don't match up well.
Right, and they've beaten Kansas. Can't beat them in the playoffs, but right. They've beaten them before.
Yeah, they match up much better with Kansas City than they do the Ravens. You say, why? Because Buffalo likes to play nickel defense. They're smaller on defense. The Ravens are huge. They like to run the ball. They like to pound the ball. That is the biggest reason, you know, that you don't want to play. Plus, you've got two-headed monster. What other team has a two-headed monster like Lamar and Henry? There isn't one.
No.
You know,
I mean, Hurts is good. Barkley's great, but Hurts ain't Lamar. Yeah. And Allen, he's great. And Cook's really good, but he's not Derrick Henry. To your point, I mean, Goff and Gibbs, maybe. I mean, I don't know. But no, nobody does. Yes, we're overthinking it now. City at 81057 at Fan. Let's get out to the phone. Sports at 583-1057 is the number. Your predictions, your concerns, anything going on in your mind ahead of the big playoff game coming up here with Baltimore Buffalo trying to exorcise demons. I mean, Baltimore was in the AFC Championship game last year. Buffalo hasn't been there in 4 years, so they can't get over that divisional hump, and they've lost, what, three of those games at home? Yeah. Cincinnati, Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
So we shall see. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's up?
Vinny and Bob, what's going on?
I don't know. Hey, man, during the whip around, the Cowboys did a good thing 52 years ago today, so you might want to stick around.
And Rashawn, the media is going to force Jerry Jones to hire Dion.
I thought Dion ain't won. I thought he would say he was going to down in Colorado.
Money. Let me just say this with Dion. Like he told me one time, he said, listen, I'm for sale. I'm not on sale.
Was that when he left y'all and came to us and won that championship?
No, that's when he
signed with Washington.
That's when he signed with Washington.
And played 1 year.
When he was old, that was the Bruce Smith day. Bruce Smith.
Yeah, but then he went to Baltimore. He went to Baltimore after that.
Yeah, and won all that great here.
Yeah. It's like Michael Jordan at the Wizards.
Yeah, he was stealing money from Baltimore and Washington. Yeah. He took the whole DMV.
Yeah, he must was going broke or something, man.
So but, what's up with you, dude? What's going on?
Hey, nothing much, man. I'm going to switch it up, man. I know everybody's going to talk about the Ravens. I'm just starting to hear about that. I just want to get the game over with. Real quick about the Terps, though, man. Y'all know you're a big Terps guy, Bob. Watching the SEC last night play, like the Georgia-Tennessee games, and Even the who played with the Kansas and Iowa State.
Big 12.
Big 12. Some good games last night. And just realizing, like, man, what's going on with Maryland, man? Like, we the big powerhouse up here in this region, I would say. I mean, what is the closest powerhouse school to us? Would you say Villanova?
Well, they were powerhousey. They lost the other night, by the way, which kind of hurt Maryland. But, Rashawn, Maryland hasn't been a powerhouse in 20 years. They've had good teams. They had that little uprising with Mello Trimble 10 years ago. And then that team 5 years ago, the what-if team because of COVID, when they shared the Big Ten title. But they haven't been a relevant powerhouse on a level that they were with Lefty and Gary for a long, long time. And I don't know if this team's that level yet. They got to beat Northwestern tonight. Then they go to Illinois, who just got who just blew out Indiana. And then they go to Indiana, who just got blown out at home. They got to start winning some of these games. Winning at home, they can play any team in the country at the Xfinity Center. Can they win away from there? Because the NCAA tournament and the Big Ten tournament aren't in College Park. They're in a neutral site. So can they win on the road and away from College Park? And to answer your question, I don't know if they can. We'll find out tonight. Northwestern's lost three in a row. They got two guys at the top of their lineup that can give you the business, and we'll talk to Walt Williams about that later. But it's a 9 o'clock tip. How do they follow it up with two emotional wins? I have no idea. We'll find out together.
And real quick, too, like with the Under Armour guy, Kevin Plank, big Maryland guy, Steve Bisciotti, we got billionaires. Why are they not investing into this program? We can have all this NIL money to get these players in. Like we should have a ton of money.
Well, I don't think Derek Queen was free.
No,
and, you know what I mean. And you know, I'm Malik Washington. He probably made a couple bucks coming out of Spalding for the football program. They invest. Hey, Rashawn, thanks. They invest a lot of dough into that football facility, the old Cole Fieldhouse. I mean, Kevin Plank's a billionaire, but there's only so much you're willing to spend. You know what I mean? There's a lot of
results.
There's a lot of wealthy alums too, and you know, a lot of people have invested money into the program for sure. You know, sooner or later, you can get all the talent you want. You got to start cultivating and do some things. So it is what it is.
The other thing is you know, if I'm a billionaire, I got to believe in the people that are running it. That hey, if I put the money in, that they're going to get the right players and. You got to win.
Well, let me ask you this. T. Boone Pickens, pretty rich guy, right?
Yep.
Oklahoma State?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's only so much you can give.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's just so much that goes to the till and pay for players. And, you know, recruit A gets a hair up his ass.
Yeah.
Or hers, Angel Reese at Maryland. And they decide to tap out.
Bob, let me just say this. When I was playing old Pickens, they had they were getting paid big.
Thurman Thomas was after you. Thurman Thomas was before
Barry
Sanders.
Who was
their
stud running back when I was? They had.
It was a first round. I know exactly. He was a first round pick.
Yeah.
And I'll Google it. But yes, I know exactly. And he didn't turn out to be all that great in the NFL.
Because Bob, all their players were driving Cadillac. Because like we pulled up in a bus in the players' parking lot, we're like, damn. How do those guys get cars like that?
T. Boone Pickens, that's who. We have time for another call. Nolan McGraw, let's do it. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's happening on this Total Request Thursday? By the way, we started with a clash.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How you feeling?
Hey, look, I'm feeling wonderful. Real quick before I get to my Ravens question, talking about Prime. I've been following Prime since Jackson State, obviously. I grew up a Deion fan. But, you know, he got so much power at Colorado. He will never have that kind of power as far as employing his sons, employing his nephew, getting a lot of people paid at Colorado. Joe Klatt said real quick that, you know, he has a Dan Lanning type of deal on the table. And for some reason, Deion hasn't signed it yet. But so he has a $10 million a year plus deal at Colorado right now. So we'll see what happens. I just don't see it because his coaching style, it don't work. You know, if you follow his son's channel on YouTube, it does not work in the NFL with grown men making that much money. But we'll see. You know, everybody loves the Cowboys and
the only thing I would say to that is when Deion walks in a room, there's not a guy that, you know, is can give him. He's done more in football and stuff than any of them. He's when he walks in, he's got instant respect. Then he's got to prove that he can coach to them.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But I just don't think he's going to leave Colorado having recruit the number one, you know, one of the number one players in the country and all that. But we'll see what happens. Real quick, though, I'm going to say this about the Ravens game. The X factors, as y'all go to break, because I know you had to squeeze me in, I appreciate that. I think the X factors obviously is going to be Derrick Henry. But look out for Justice Hill, obviously. But also, Vinny, I'm asking you this as I hang up the phone. Does Mitchell get activated on Sunday? That's all I got.
Thanks. Ray Keaton in Baltimore.
Mitchell, Keaton Mitchell, he'll be up. He was up last week.
But how active will he be?
I don't think he will be. But, I mean, Bob, you got Henry and you got Justice Hill. Where do you – what are you going to do with Keaton Mitchell, you know? Maybe you give him some plays to get him
and
in space.
And you're not keen on him returning punts, given the fact that that's not his forte.
Yeah, I'm going to let him do kicks.
Now, Deontay Hardy, full participant yesterday, hadn't played in a couple of months. Are we going there?
That scares me. I know the afternoon show, they wanted Hardy to be the returner. That scares me for a guy that hasn't done it in months in a game, in that type of situation, on the road. I want somebody that's been there and done that. And listen, with Sims, hey, just put your heels on the 10. Don't back up.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick a song. 410-583-1057 is the number. Nolan McGraw is waiting for you on the Plaza Ford text line. Start at 11 o'clock. Get your votes in for Featured Artist Friday. By the way, Terry Miller was the running back out of Oklahoma State. He was the fifth pick in the draft in 1978. By the way, just celebrated her birthday last week. Terry Miller, now 69 years old.
Damn!
Lasted 3 years in the league. So, you know, based on status, because they had traded OJ to San Francisco. Yeah. But Joe Cribbs kind of came out of Auburn and surprised everybody, became a stud. And Terry Miller, but that's the guy, Vinny, you were talking about, and you were saying he was driving a nice car in 19.
They all were. Well, Jimmy Johnson was one of the assistant, or was he the, he was assistant coach. Yeah. Jim Stanley was there.
It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. Ravens, Bills, you scared? Say you're scared. You confident? Flex them muscles. We got a lot to get to here on The Fan. It's Vinny at 81057 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass. It's total request Thursday. Was that yes?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. The new look, yes. Minus Steve Howe. As chosen by you, the people. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday coming up here at 11 o'clock. We'll reveal that later on in the show. But Roquan Smith, speaking of the new look Ravens defense, was on NFL Network last night. The Insiders, and I caught the replay at 6 o'clock this morning. First 10 games where the Ravens were 7-3, acceptable. But defensively, they gave up 25.3 points. Yards per game, 367.9.
Oof.
Passer rating allowed, 101.8. And teams were converting third down at 45.7%. However, in the last eight games, when Hamilton changed spots and Darius Washington came in, Trent Simpson became more of a spectator. 6-2 was the record. 15.3 points per game, 264 yards allowed. Quarterback passer rating, 77.5. Now, granted, they haven't been going up against a bunch of howitzers.
Yeah.
So we'll go ahead and admit that. But third down efficiency of opposition after getting 46% basically, down to 31%. So that's a significant turnaround in a lot of areas there.
Yeah. And that is what's given the Ravens hope. Because, Bob, when they were 7-3, those first 10 games, I mean, I don't know about you, but I was like, Jesus, they can't stop. You had no faith that they could stop anybody at any time. You know,
Jameis Winston won player of the week against the Ravens.
And no lead was safe. No lead was safe in the fourth quarter. That's how much confidence you had in that defense. It was bad. And, you know, rewatching that Buffalo film, You kind of watch and say, where the hell did that defense come from? Because they played damn good in that game. But, I mean, and no Washington. That was Simpson playing at linebacker, and that was no Michael Pierce. So, yeah, that was a different, and they played great that game. But prior to and after that, they sucked. Just to be kind.
Sure, and Roquan himself said, even though we had a good game that day, we were pretty bad watching the film of that game. He goes, man, we missed so many things. But now we're kind of on points. Vinny and Andy, what up? 5-7 the fan. What do you think? Let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Ed and Arbutus. Ed, what's happening?
Vinny, good morning to you, gentlemen.
Hey, Ed.
Thank you for shifting gears for a moment, Bob. Appreciate it. Topic on my mind before it's too late. Anthony Santander, 8 years career Oriole through and through. Part of the lean years to the now window of opportunity time. Integral asset talent in his prime productive years. Not seeing the decline. He's vital to the resurgence. Consummate stoic pro. Undeniable on-field performance leadership. Proven middle order power bat left and right, which makes him a one-man rally every time he steps in the batter's box. Guys who can switch hit are hands and eyes dexterity rare. It's not easy to do. We have two of them who combined for 63 bombs last year. Rushman has to play defense, but Santander does not. The Orioles have plus defenders at every position and equally capable substitutes. Pencil him in at DH. In the event he's needed in right field at times, just keep everything in front, hit the cutoff man, catch fly balls. 42 years of World Series absence futility with a now legitimate assembly of competitive matchup talent, Santander inclusive, to make a run to the October show. 1983, my last Oriole indelible World Series memory, Eddie Murray blasting two left-handed upper deck majestic bombs against the Phillies, Baltimore Orioles World Series champions. Murray Hall of Fame switch hitter, highest home run total for him in one season, 33. The guy we're going to let walk out of town beat that last year by 11. 44 times he trotted around the bases. You don't need speed to do that. Forget the metrics. It boils down to loyalty and allegiance to a player who produces. Last thing, trade for Dylan Cease because you can. You have the pieces. Do the right thing with Santander. That's it, gentlemen. I appreciate your courtesy, Bob.
All right, Ed and Arbutus, a big fan, obviously, of Anthony Santander, who reports have said will take a lesser deal. And Nolan, Vinny, you remember me before the season. Spring training. I don't think they played a spring training game. I said 3 for $60.
Yep.
That might get it done. Now, question is, where does he fit in? And Nolan, I'm guessing a trade of Heston Kerstedt would have to be part of that equation if you're bringing back an Anthony Santander, but there's Kerstedt and a package of other minor league magic beans, which Kerstedt himself is, by the way. Does it get you Dylan Cease on a one-year rental where you're relieving Corbin Burns a year from now?
If you bring back Santander, you have to thin out the group elsewhere, so the natural thought would be to trade somebody and go get yourself another piece. But let's keep in mind here with the trades, and we've seen the Orioles pull off a few here, notable ones at that in the last year. It's going to take more than one piece, and you said it there. It's him and the package. It's about the greater picture. But when we talk about, oh, who would you trade, a Ryan Mountcastle, a Kobe Mayo, a Heston Kerstedt, it's not them alone. They could be the headliner or the notable name, but you're going to have to kick in a lot more to get a significant pitcher in return.
Yeah, they signed Santander, which I'm not saying they will, then you're going to have to eliminate an infielder from the equation, taking away some versatility.
My question would be, why are nobody interested in Santander?
Because maybe it's an outlier offensively, and he's had 30 homer seasons before, but the defensive metrics aren't that great. The on-base percentage is not that great. Quite frankly, the 2 years they've been in the playoffs, your middle-of-the-order thumper, not been thumping.
So for analytical people, which most are now, he's not high on the analytical
and
boards.
And he's pushing 31 here, too. Yeah. It's really, I love him. He was a Rule 5 draft pick, and as Ed said, he developed into an all-star in Baltimore. But And I wouldn't mind keeping him around on the short term, but you got a lot of other DHE type guys. I don't know. The Orioles, Mike Elias gets paid to make that decision, not me. But if we got a press release today, Orioles reach a deal with Santander, I ain't mad at it.